Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening, good evening. I'm going to try tonight to finish the simon, Bli Neida. We fell behind a little bit. I would like to go a little bit faster tonight. I'll see if we manage to do so. So we're up to simon Reish Beis. We're up to see if Yud Beis. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Yeah, page 216. Kol HaPeirois, all the fruit, Shetoivim Chayim, which are edible, nice, and tasty, and good. Chayim, whether they are raw, u'mevusholim, or whether they are cooked. Kugoin, such as tapuchim, apples, can be enjoyed, raw, and can be enjoyed, cooked. Ve'agosim, pears, can also be eaten raw, can be eaten cooked, they're equally nice. Bein chayim, bein mevusholim, whether they have been cooked or whether they have not been cooked, the correct bracha for that will be b'yipyo'etz. This is an item which can be fruit, which can be either cooked or not cooked. The halach we pass, Shulchan Aruch paskens here, that you make a bracha whether they are cooked or they're not cooked, the bracha is retained. And if normally they're not eaten raw, elam mevusholim, only cooked, norm is to eat them. If they're not normally eaten raw, elam v'shanim, only cooked. Acholam k'shem chayim, if he personally did eat them when they were raw k'shem chayim, so it's the fruit that normally is cooked. What would be an example for that? Yeah, no apples either. Apples can be cooked or not cooked. Something which is, yeah, cooking apples, yeah, that's an interesting one, or potatoes, well, something that is normally cooked. But you decide that I want to just go for it now. Actually, potato is not a good example because that's not edible at all. So we have to talk about something which is, maybe cooking apples is actually a very good example. Acholam k'shem chayim, and you eat them in such a state now that it's not really meant to be eaten without cooked. You really meant to cook it. Mevarech she'akol, the bracha is going to be she'akol. Interesting. Onions. What do you think?
Well, it's something you might have it in salads, but only certain types you have commonly in salads. Some onions really you cook, mainly cooked.
You need to be fried. If they need to be fried, they need to be cooked, yeah. So I imagine that probably it's cooked. Yeah, I imagine probably. Yeah, probably. Pardon? Raw. I imagine, yeah. I don't know for sure, but I imagine. Yeah, I don't know. What bracha is it? I'm saying it's not normally. Since you're supposed to have it, you think that maybe it's going to be called. Is it something which normally can be eaten raw? So maybe it's not going to be called. Maybe
you
can't. Yeah. You can't. It's not really considered that.
You eat it raw? Of course. Every week. Sounds like halitosis, doesn't it?
Yeah, he doesn't speak about it. Yeah, okay, so Shem of Roshonim eats, but when they're going to be cooked, you're going to make Bar eats. Yeah. Right. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Let's proceed with Sif Yud Gimel. Egois Gomo. Now, this is a fully grown walnut. A fully grown, so gomo vi means that it's fully grown, as Mishnebu explains. It's nigma gidule, Mishnebu said, it's fully grown. Ego is gomo hametugon bitvash. And it was fried, it was roasted rather, with honey. Vinikra noedu. I don't exactly know what the linguistic source of that is exactly. Vinikra vroitzeloima noyat. That's the kind of yeah, is that what it is? Nougat? Yeah, maybe. Is that also made out of walnut? No, but if also nuts.
Not necessarily, but it's probably the
similar, yeah, I hear. Now, the chiddush of it is that it is something which, it's a nut, it's an ego is gomo, it's a walnut, but it was roasted with honey. Hamatukum, it was roasted. So you would have thought that maybe it lost its bracha. But the halacha is that no. It retains that actually the bracha, the correct bracha is by Pir Eitz. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkot Samchvav explains second wide line in those fancy editions. Pereshikva, now we appreciate them, no? Shikva Nigma Gidulai, it's fully grown. The poitzim oisoin, they're cracked open. The zoikin memenu, a clip, and you throw out the shell. Shikoetz, which is like wood. For loikhenak arin, you take the garin, the pip. It's not really a pip, is it? They're not really. Humitagni mitvash, and you roast it. With honey, v'nikra b'loshn Ashkenaz noyat, and it's considered in German noyat. I'm not quite sure what the word is, but it's that's so. If it's roasted, nevertheless, the bracha is retained, and it's a berei pri ha'etz. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out the chiddush over here, and he says, although nuts, walnuts are normally eaten raw. You take a nut and you cook it. Is it going to get better or worse? Take a walnut and you cook it in water. Is it going to get better or is it going to get worse? Worse. I agree. It's going to get worse. It's going to lose its... So you're right. So therefore you'd have thought that maybe it loses its real bracha and it would become a charcoal. But over here, no. Since we are roasting it with honey, it becomes much better. Now it gets even better. And therefore, the correct bracha actually is, it remains the... Correct. It will be shakel. It would lose and it would become shakel. That's correct. An additional chiddush over here is v'gam kamash malon de lo yamrinon b'zid de advash ikar. There's another element of chiddush over here. You would have thought maybe that because you're roasting it with honey, it's probably quite a lot of honey there to make it nice and sweet. So you'd have thought that maybe actually the main thing over here is the honey, and you're going to make shakel in it because of the honey. But no, kamash malon de lo yamrinon b'zid de advash ikar. You don't say the honey is the ikar. V'levoy chalei birkes shakel ki birkes advash. You don't make on the honey. And the egg is being toffel, should you make shakel? He said, no, we don't say that. The honey is here to support, to aid, and to give additional taste and flavor to the egos, to the walnut. Consequently, although you may have a substantial amount of honey here, but the bracha is still ha'etz, and it doesn't lose its bracha. So it's not shakel, but it's going to be ha'etz. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Yud. Dalet egois rach. This is now it's an egois, a walnut, which is still not fully grown. It's still a young, not fully developed, not fully grown walnut. Egois rach shemavash lemidvash, and this one you're roasting with honey as well. Vekorino nus mushkada. Have you seen in Tesco's nus mushkadas? Okay, so if you would, what it would be made out of? It's soft. Walnuts roasted with honey. And that's called Nuss Mushkada. Nuss is interesting because Nuss in German is nut. Nuss Mushkada, and Mavoy Cholav Shakel make Shakel in it. Why is that? Why is that different? So therefore. That's right, absolutely. Over here it's a soft walnut that never fully grown. You're now enhancing it and sorting it out, making it edible because with the roasting and the honey. That, it's still a shakol. That goes back in line with the earlier halacha. If you've got any fruit or vegetable which is not edible, and you're now adding ingredients, and you're roasting it now, it doesn't become, or it's now, it's gonna be a shakol. That's what he says, nus mushkad mvorech shel ha'akol. Continues the Ramah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah changed that, because the additions that we have got says, v'chein oisam, but the correct, word according to the Mishnah Berurah is vehein, and these are oisim egoizim shemushan midvash poedim yirukim. They are still a bit green. Mevorchim shakol make shakol. Since the nut is shakol, it's not fully ripe yet, so it's shakol. So therefore, by adding but adding honey to it, it's still a shakol. You don't change bracha. Continues the Shulchan Aruch now. Interesting shaila, which is the ala sukkar. What's sukkar? See if it's vav. What is sukkar? Sugar. How much do you make on sugar? If you have a cube of sugar, what do you make? Shakel. Why do you make shakel? You're right. Everybody, we make shakel. Why do we make shakel on sugar? Where does sugar come from? Cane. So therefore, it should be adama. How much have you ever thought of it? Have you ever? Very ripe. Why is it not ripe?
It's not fully thing.
It's very fully thing.
It's not processed.
processed beyond recognition.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. I have never seen a sugar cane. Has anybody seen a sugar cane? You have seen a sugar cane?
Yeah.
Pardon? Sugar cane app? Yeah, sugar cane. Have you ever seen a sugar cane? So, okay, but the answer is going to be there. But we have to appreciate there's a massive shile of it because sugar comes from sugar canes. I've never seen a sugar cane, but sugar obviously grows and emerges from sugar canes. So the pashtus should be that you make adama on it. I don't know how high it is, and if it's adama or eight, but it should certainly not be a shakel. It's something that grows on sugar cane, should be adama. Nevertheless, the bracha obviously is shakel. That's what we all make. You take a sugar cube, you make shakel. But the question is why. So the bialocha, there's a massive bialocha. Can you see how long this bialocha is? It's a huge bialocha.
What about molasses? You know molasses?
I don't know what molasses are.
It's paste, which is a bit like, it is sugar, but it's much less processed.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Let the bialocha talk. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Ala sukkah mevorech shakel. Can you see top line in Shulchan Aruch? Ala sukkah mevorech shakel, you make shakel. V'chein, and similarly, amoitzes konim esukoi. Somebody who sucks these sugar canes, you make shakel. Pialocha is very bothered about it. Why do you make shakel in it? You see, it's like mamash going into long, long discussion. Massive, massive bialocha. I must be honest, I didn't go through the whole bialocha. But he's very bothered about it. And the yesoid of the bialocha seems to be, the bottom line of the bialocha seems to be that it's beyond recognition. It's so processed and it's so different to the sugar which comes in the sugar canes. It's not just the zeh be'alma like we find in juices. And it's not like the general, when you squeeze a lemon, you've got lemon juice, you've got apple, you squeeze an apple, you've got orange juice, apple juice, etc. It's not that. It's very, from the sugar in the sugar cane, it's so different than what, it's so developed, it's so processed, that the bracha is not anymore, its original state, and it's going to be shahakoil. Having said that, it remains a bit of an enigma, it remains a bit of a question, and I have seen people pointing out that, pardon? The nuts, which nuts are you referring to?
The pistachio nuts.
Well, how do they grow? They grow so different? They look.
I don't think you can eat them from a tree. They have to be roasted.
That's interesting. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
With salt,
yeah,
it's a good. Does that also change
the form? Yeah, really good question. I don't know. It could be. It does. It's really interesting. I don't know. The question is going to be: why is nuts, which go through a similar process of making it nice, why is it so different than the sugar canes? I don't know the answer. The truth is, I don't know mechanically. And the sugar cane is not short, it's the inside. It's not.
I don't know what.
If you do like this, it wouldn't be nice.
It'd be sticky and like syrup, right? Thick and sticky and syrup. It wouldn't ever. The sugar cane, the sugar cubes we have are so far removed from what they.
They've added sweeteners. Yeah. Yeah, so all right, okay, the interesting, very, very interesting, very interesting, that's a very, if anybody wants to catch somebody out, if you sit one and say somebody, you don't talk about, there's a fascinating bialocha over here, because the bialocha at the very end does say that if you bet the evet, look at the mamash, the last words of the bialocha, mamash, the last few words, if you want to, you should make a shakel. If by mistake you made a burpee eight or burpee adoma with sugar, so imagine somebody takes a sugar cube and he really is talking about take a sugar cube and you say burpee eight and you eat it, but the evet you are yoitze. You're yoitze. Yes, even adoma or eight, he says both. Oi burpee adoma yotza. Burpee eight or burpee adoma, you're yoitze with the evet. I do not know how do they grow exactly these sugar canes. His ground, so I don't know why Boipio eats. I know too little about sugar cubes. Aboisai, I know too little about sugar cubes.
They grow in the ground.
They do grow in the ground. So, but the Avid, it says Boipio eats is yotze. I do not know.
I can't understand why Boipio eats would be yotze because they're not coming off branches. The bit of the sugar cane from which the refinement takes place is growing right out of the ground.
Yeah, I do not know. I honestly don't know. Pardon? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's a bit like... I don't know. Okay, Rabbi said this is the sugya of the sugar. Siv tezayin. Maybe I just want to see Siv kotnayin gimel mishne bura. Ala sukkah, top line of mishne bura. Perish be'artzoy some in those countries. Gedelim konim esukim, the sugar canes grow. Verseuchten oi some, they are squeezed. Umevashlim, meimehem, and their waters, their liquids, are cooked. Ad sheyikpe, until they are, get frozen, as it were. Crystallized, very good. Viyid melamelach, and it looks like salt. Yeah. Continue Shulchan Aruch and Siv Tezayin. Ala pilpel vezangvil. Pilpel is pepper, peppercorns. Vezangvil is ginger. Yeveshim, dried ones. Vala klov shel girfeli, roitzulema neglach. This is cloves. For kol kiyot, but any similar, which are basically spices. Sheendech la ochlam, you don't normally eat them, ela de taroivus, only with they're eaten with something. Spices are rarely eaten on their own. You try to have some pepper and you try to have some, it's not going to go. You need to eat with something else. En mevarech aleim klum, you don't make a brach on them. Why don't you make brach on them? Dangerous. It tastes. That's right. They don't taste particularly nice. Spice on their own are no good. So you don't make a brach on them. What if somebody loves it? He just loves red pepper. Ah, mchaya. He's from Mexico. Oh, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
In India.
That's right. That's what he has. Coffee doesn't talk to him. Like biscuits don't talk to him. He likes to go for red pepper.
Oh,
absolutely. So the Halacha Mishnebura said, it depends on the social circumstances. If something is the right thing to be eaten in that particular society, and they're quite happy to have ginger, why not? So the broch will be shackled, they can eat, they make a broch on that. But we, if we have spice, we don't make broch on that. But that could be interesting, because it goes into a discussion which we still have to cover, but if somebody has minute amounts of something which is barely edible, you don't make a broch on that. So that's something to be discussed when it comes to tasting foods and similar. If you want to taste if the milk is off or not, you're not going to make a broch, but we're going to discuss that more, but that's maybe a bit of an introduction to that. See if you zayin, al egois mushkat. This is egois mushkat, peripio eitz. Egois mushkat is also a nut. We're not quite sure which nut exactly it is, but you make a peripio eitz on it. Don't exactly know what it is. Val kinele roitz zimmerant, which is cinnamon. I don't know if you can eat cinnamon on its own. Does that go?
I've done it.
And does it go?
Not very edifying.
Cinnamon, because cinnamon added to food is very nice. But it seems to be saying that you do make a broch on cinnamon. Pardon? So it's not as a spice, it's still as a whole. And there you can, it's more edible. Ah, yeah, that must be pshat. Yeah, and val pilpel zangulik shem yerutuvim, if they are still moist, the pilpel, this peppercorn and the ginger, when they're still slightly moist, because they are absolutely edible. They're still absolutely edible, and you can make a broch, you make pepper adom on it. They are not, it's still edible, and edible, it's moist, it's not so strong, you can eat it. Now, the Ramana finishes off by saying a very nice summary of the whole simon, really. Kol ha-peiros, any fruit, she'yodea b'hem shem ikra pri, and you're eating them in a best possible shape, you're eating them when they're in a fully grown, nice, tasty, delicious, then mevorech olem b'er pri ha'etz, make the bracha b'er pri ha'etz, v'kshe'enon ikra pri, and when they are not fully grown, or they are... Not ripe, not ikapri, then you make peripri adoma. Ve'imu mesupek boy, imu ikapri oloi. If you're not sure if it's fully ripe, fully grown or not, peripri adoma, you make peripri adoma. Ve'imeinia de amahu, if you're not quite sure what it is this a banana or an apple? If you're not quite sure what it is, then mevorech shakel, make shakel. There is, however, a few very, very key mishnebuz over here. Mishnebura in Seif Kotten, Sifkotan Pei Dalet is a key Mishnah Berurah, and that Mishnah Berurah really is a huge mechayev for us. It's new's obligation to learn halachas properly. It's a moedig Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, again, the Ramah says that if it's a fully developed, you make hoetz. If it's not fully developed, you make shakol. If you are generally unsure about the fruit, what do you do? You make shakol. Mishnah Berurah now says the following: if cotton pedalet vimum is super, if you're in doubt what it is, you make shakol. Hainu, i.e., achas shalomat, after you have learned the halachas properly, ve'eino yochel evorer, and you're unable to define, ensure, check, have clarity in what the bracha is, havol mi shaloi lomat, but if somebody didn't learn the brachas, lo yoichal, do not eat, at sheyelech until you have gone, etzal achochem, by two time at chochem, lelam the brachas, to teach the brachas. So, it's true, if you're in doubt, you make a shakol, but what is the doubt? The doubt is talking about, you're not quite sure what kind of fruit it is. You're not sure, is this something which grows like this, something which grows like that? You're not sure what exactly the correct. But if it's something which is actually mefurish halachas, you don't know about the halachas, you haven't learned the halachas thoroughly, you're not sure what bracha you make on a banana, you're not sure what bracha you make on various products which are out there in the market, you're not sure on the cornflakes or bracha you make, you're not quite sure on rice cakes, you're not sure. So because you haven't learned the halachas properly, don't just make a shakol because you don't know. That is wrong, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's not what he means, in mesupik you make shakol. Because if I'm mesupik in that state, what you have to do, you better find out. You've got to find out. You're going to ask a shayla, you check in the Mishnah Berurah, you check in others for him, you ask a rav, you ask something, because that's not what he's talking about. If a mesupik is something which halachically is and remains a suffix, then you make shakol. But if something is just you personally don't know, then you have got to find out. Yeah. You're right, but not lechatchila. It's only a bedieved. You're right, bedieved it would be okay, but you're not lechatchila meant to do that. And Mishnah Berurah reminds us of cotton pei peri pri adoma shafimu pri or eitz yotze bedieved because pri adoma k'dalam sim reishvov. That's the yisoid that generally, if you make a peri pri or eitz on something which is really a ha'adoma, so if by mistake you made your eitz on a potato, but you're not yoytze, you need to make a new bracha. However, if you make by mistake on an apple, something which is your eitz, you by mistake make a bracha which is a ha'adoma, but you are yoytze, because ultimately everything grows from the ground. And similarly, but yavet, Mishnah doesn't point out, but it's true to say that, but yavet, if you made shakol on anything, you would be yoytze, but it's just the wrong thing to do. Yes? Where does it grow in Maisa? I suppose the answer, if something, it depends, I suppose, on the end product, where does it actually grow? I imagine. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned about various types of, we learned about the fruits which can be eaten and enjoyed, can either be enjoyed cooked or raw. You make the bracha on them. Either way, you can make koetz adam on it. Walnuts, if they're fully grown, you make your eitz. If they're not fully grown and you are trying to make them edible through additional ingredients, it remains shakol. We spoke about sugar is shakol, despite the question about it, but ultimately it's shakol. We learned the spices, the bracha is shakol, just about, if they're edible. If they're more than edible, if they're nice and they can be eaten and enjoyed properly the way they are, you make adom on it. Right, this is Alochas, and tomorrow we'll be starting Simreish Gimel.